Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. If you have any comments, suggestions, or simply want to get in touch, then please email info@mrdemillefm.com. This show looks at the turbulent life and career of Belinda Lee, a green-eyed beauty from Devon. I hope you enjoy the show. Belinda Lee was a stunning green-eyed blonde born in Budleigh Salterton, Devon, the birthplace of Sir Francis Drake. She made up her mind early on to become an actress. The BFI website says, "Belinda Lee stands out as the most notorious, yet paradoxically, the most anonymous actress of the 1950s. She was the only daughter of a British army captain and a florist. She won a scholarship to RADA in London and was soon noticed by Val Guest, a director with Rank Films, and he gave her a break in The Runaway Bus, which was Guest's comedy vehicle for Frankie Howard. Guest introduced her to Cornell Lewis, an acclaimed stills photographer, whom she soon married. Lucas furnished her with an alluring sex goddess image in his many photographs of her. She got a Rank Films contract, but sadly for her, it only led to her snaring more films as dumb blondes in comedy films. She appeared in Benny Hill's first film, Who Done It, in 1956, and with Norman Wisdom in Man of the Moment. She got a small part in Meet Mr. Callahan from 1954, playing a maid, but plays it well, and you're left wondering why they didn't expand her role. In Terence Fisher's Blackout, she shows her acting skill as she plays the innocent daughter of a murdered man on the one hand, then a scheming, dangerous woman capable of anything on the other. Dane Clark is caught up unwittingly in her story, but the plot is a little too complex for comfort.
Because my baby left this town. I hate to to see, I hate to see, I hate to see that evening sun go down. I hate to see, I hate to see, I hate to see that evening sun go down. 'Cause my baby, he done left this town. Feeling tomorrow just like I feel today. Feeling tomorrow just like I feel today. Pack my things, close my trunk, and I make my getaway. The St. Louis Blues.
She snared a supporting role in Footsteps in the Fog in 1955. It was a thriller set in period London, starring Stuart Granger and Gene Simmons. It's an atmospheric film redolent of Gaslight, and Lee smoulders when she appears.
Thank you.
Eyewitness from 1956 is well put together, in which she plays a nurse on night duty at a hospital where an eyewitness to a murder is admitted after being run over. Unfortunately, the crooks know which hospital it is and are desperate to remove her for good. Donald Sinden is excellent as the chief villain. This film is a great beginning in which a husband has to choose between sending the TV back, bought on hire purchase, or his wife leaving him. He opts to keep the TV. She tried some Shakespeare at the Open Air Theatre in Regent's Park in London, saying, quote, "I'm trying to break away from glamour parts. I love comedy, but I don't want any more films with custard pies." She got mixed reviews and developed a very pragmatic approach to acting, saying, quote, "Being a film star is 90% luck and 10% ability. My success is down to being in the right place at the right time." She was voted the 10th most popular British star at the box office in 1957. Not bad, and ahead of her were all men. The Secret Place from 1957 is probably her first great role. It's Clive Donner's directorial debut, and she's in love with a gangster played by Ronald Lewis who wants to rob a diamond dealer. A local policeman's son, played superbly by Michael Brook, is besotted with her. He'll do anything for her, including borrowing his dad's uniform for a couple of hours to be used in the robbery. The plot is very well put together, and David McCallum plays her brother in one of his first roles. This is a fine British thriller.
I love you, honest I do. You must be made of ice. The way you're treating me is anything but nice. I love you, clearly I do. I do everything you want me to, but you make your date and leave me flat. I find you're out with someone new, and how about that? Change your ways, baby, be good. Love me right, just like you should. Kiss my lips, give me a hug. I wanna feel snug as a bug in a rug. So don't be out each time I call. Got the sweetest dreams, I got them all but you. And yet you could be oh so nice. So take me, take me, take me right to paradise.
In 1957, she went to Rome to make a film and met and had an affair with Prince Orsini. She left her husband, Cornell Lucas, as a result and began travelling to Europe. On one trip to Rome, she and Orsini both made suicide attempts and she had to be smuggled out of Rome back to her film shoot in South Africa. Questions were asked in Parliament in South Africa about her. She said, quote, "I had a strict and very ladylike upbringing. When I went to Rome, it was the first time I had been abroad on my own. I even learned to swear." Rank Films decided not to pick up her contract in 1959, and she moved to Paris to live with Prince Orsini. She made The Chasers in Paris in 1959, directed by Jean-Pierre Mocky, in which Charles Aznavour and Charles Charrier waste their time chasing girls around Paris at night, not knowing what they're looking for. There's a wonderful scene where Charrier bumps into an enigmatic Anouk Aimée and thinks he's finally in love. Then he discovers she's a cripple. The two bachelors end up at a rich man's party where Belinda Lee's playgirl is bored and looking for something or somebody new. This movie reminds me of another great Italian film called The Big Night, directed by Mauro Bolognini and made at about the same time. Ce court ton désir was also in 1959 and looks like a fine movie, but I haven't tracked it down yet. Thank you. Her relationship with Orsini soured, and she went to Germany to make I Magliari, directed by Francesco Rossi, shot in some great Hamburg locations, but still an Italian production. She plays the spoilt wife of a gang boss who takes a shine to Renato Salvatori, who is excellent as always. Alberto Sordi plays the forever clowning scammer who takes new boy Salvatore under his wing. The love scene between Belinda Lee and Salvatore is one of the steamiest on screen I've ever seen, considering the time when it was made. She stayed on in Germany after making this and made two more interesting German films with director Rudolf Jugert. She Walks by Night is based on the true story of Rosemary Nitribit, a high-class call girl who made a lot of money running through the men in German society and was mysteriously murdered, leaving the case unsolved. The film is a bit painting by numbers, but she shines in almost every scene, and her power over men is very obvious. Satan Tempts with Love, The second film was made the same year. It looks like in Trieste. It's a remake of a French classic and does a decent job. Here she is loyal to her criminal boyfriend on the run after a prison break until she realises she's backed the wrong man and decides to jump horses, but makes the decision too late to save herself. The old town scenes exude atmosphere and the film is worth watching. She performs a great song in a nightclub, but she may have been dubbed. In 1960, she made probably her best work. It happened in 43, a really fine Italian movie directed by Florestano Vancini and his first feature film. She plays a woman who falls in love with a rich no-hoper during the war. He's avoided being drafted and is constantly in fear of being arrested by the local police. Her husband is an invalid who sits at home all day and watches the world going by below his window. Then one night he witnesses just exactly what the local police are capable of as he spots her returning home from a tryst with her lover. It pulls no punches and is a great observation of Italian life during the war. Carlo Rusticelli contributed a fine score and it has a great ending too. Now this should have been the stepping stone to better things for Belinda, but again her career faltered and she acquired roles as a temptress in several low-budget spectacles. She became involved with Gualtiero Giacopetti, a filmmaker with a checkered past. He was awaiting a divorce from a 13-year-old girl he'd married, amongst other things. She accompanied him around the world, making a documentary. They were in America driving to Los Angeles from Las Vegas when a tire blew and the car skidded. She was thrown 60 feet from the car and suffered a fractured skull and broken neck. She was 25 years old. The Daily Telegraph wrote, I quote, "She was considered at one time to be a potential star of international status. Although she continued to play leading roles, she did not fulfill her earlier promise. Her career was hampered by a stormy private life, which led to unfavourable publicity. There's one other film she made with Marcello Mastroianni worth mentioning. Ghosts of Rome, made in 1961. The resident ghosts in an old family palace in Rome get worried when the owner dies and his nephew decides to sell the house to developers. It's a charming film, and Mastroianni plays three parts. Belinda plays the nephew's fiancée. It's directed by Antonio Pietrangeli and is very humorous. Vittorio Gassman, as a deceased artist, comes to their help, painting a fresco overnight to save the building from being torn down. It's a good supporting cast, especially Eduardo De Filippo as the aging owner. Nino Rotti provided a great score, of course. She really was the victim of her own devices. She also declared, I quote, "I don't want to be the girl next door or somebody's sister. I don't really like being a simple outdoor girl either. Good at heart, even when she's swept off her feet." Rank Films were never sure what to do with Belinda Lee. A well-publicised adulterous affair can increase an actor's popularity. However, in the British film industry in the 1950s, it seemed to scare producers off. Another quote from her. "Always I'm asked to play wicked women. On the continent, I'm thought of always in connection with parts like that. But I'm not ambitious anymore. I used to be so ambitious. Now I just want to make some money and live the way I want to." And there you have it. an incredibly talented, intelligent beauty who just didn't fit in at the time, probably born 10 years too soon. One astute critic said if she had been handled well, she had the makings of a British Sophia Loren. She's left an interesting body of work, and I hope you get the chance to check some of it out. I'll leave you with The Doors.
Lost little girl, your lost little girl, your lost, tell me who are you? Think that you know what to do. Impossible, yes, but it's true. I think that you know what to do. Yeah, sure that you know what to do. You know what to do.